Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of the Podcasting Companion, Podcasting for Dummies Companion Podcast. Real smooth there. We're working on it. My name is Chuck Tomasi, one of the two authors of Podcasting for Dummies. Joining me right across that virtual table is...
That's T. Morris. I'm the other guy for Podcasting for Dummies. The third edition. Did I happen to mention we are in the third edition?
Stop buying the second edition.
Yeah. Okay, so this is why I bring this up. This is why I brought it up in the last episode and why I'm bringing it up in this episode. I just recently got royalty statements, and there were quite a few people still buying the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
God bless you.
And then they go on the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies and go, wow, this thing's really out of date. I'm like, bro, yeah. Thomas Roosevelt. You know, come on. Brominski, I hate to break it to you. You bought the wrong
Welcome
one.
Welcome to the Podcasting for Dummies fireside chat.
Yeah, no kidding. just as a quick reminder, everybody, the third edition came out in October of 2017. The book is not even a year old yet. You'll know you've picked up the right Podcasting for Dummies when you see T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi on the cover.
That's it.
And you see earbuds and sound waves, because that's the cover. That's actually the cover I see in the back of Chuck's head right now, which is actually really, really good placement. And that brings us to something that we should be talking about. We really haven't had a chance to talk about this yet. But it's something near and dear to both our hearts. It's working with video. As you heard in the previous episode, I have just launched work on Twitch for Dummies, and that's going to be coming out possibly December, definitely January. But the thing about Twitch and the thing about podcasting is one thing they share in common is the video element.
Yeah.
I know that Chuck and Craig on Technorama, you guys do a video simulcast, but do you ever release video episodes?
We not in and of themselves. It is, you're right. It's a simulcast while we're recording the audio.
Right.
We are live streaming on Facebook. We are also recording an MP4 that we'll release to YouTube right after, because for whatever reason, Facebook has an exclusivity thing. So if you're streaming to Facebook, you can't simul stream to anywhere else in the world. Yeah. I would love to go to Twitch. I'd love to go to YouTube same time, but it's not happening today. So it is what
your
it is.
Your pal Zuckerberg.
Yeah. For work, I can simulcast YouTube and Twitch at the same time. But hey, right. Where the people are.
Yeah, and you're going through Facebook, so there you go.
So like you said, there's the root message that I have, and I'll just get this out of the way right away, is it can be as simple or as produced as you like. Just like an audio podcast, some people just walk up, hit record with their $60 mic and their $50 mixer, and bang out a wonderful show.
Right.
Other people take more time and they lay in audio tracks and they produce it and edit it and make it a wonderful thing. There's no rules for or reasons about doing video. It's whatever you want to put in it. Like I do every morning, I wake up in the morning and I do my live stream, and I've got a few static images that I use on a green screen behind me, but the rest of it is totally unscripted. I don't know what I'm in for that next 45 minutes after I'm done with the intros and saying hello to the people that are joining the live stream. It is a random collection of wherever the postings on the online community take me, plus my random thoughts that go down rabbit paths. On the other hand, I've done fully produced scripts with headshots and the lighting. So, I mean, it can really... There's new elements when you go from just audio to video as well. So some of the things are the same, can be produced, can be just recorded live to hard drive, as some people like to say, or you could get into the black hole of editing.
Yeah, and that's where I tell people this is, because I get asked often, because I've done the occasional video podcast. And people have asked me, so why don't you ever do a full-on video podcast just from beginning to end? And I say because I will lose myself into the dark abyss of a video editing black hole. To put it in perspective, while I was out for PIY West, 2017, I managed to clock some time in with TD0013, who was one of our speakers, Kevin O'Connor. And, I don't know if you knew this, but when I clocked in time with him, part of what I did was that I actually did a interview. I propped up my iPhone and in his garage / cosplay workshop, he went over this Destiny armor that he's been working on for over a year and a half now. And I said, well, I'm going to make this into, he's like, you're just going to take the audio, right? I said, no, I'm actually going to make this into a video episode. And I had just my iPhone. So I literally had to do it. I literally had to do it with an iPhone and just one angle. But then I would do it from different angles and try to make it look interesting.
Yeah.
And then I had to try to segue. I had to try to segue or make it, you know, finagle it so that I could. I take that back. I was also using my 35mm camera at one point. And I basically took the two angles and I edited them together. So as he's talking, you see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And it was, and then when there were times where I really did need to make an edit, I had to fix something in the audio. And, that's one of the perils of video editing. If something goes wrong in the audio and you got to do another take, you got to make it look seamless.
Right.
So one way to make it look seamless is to switch camera angles. But if you can't do that, what do you do? So one of the things I do is I cut away to like still images of TD's other stuff. Of the artwork of what it will look like when his armor is done, stuff like that. That's one of the kind of episodes I did. But that episode alone, it was no more than I want to say, maybe 15, 20 minutes. It took me a week to produce. A week.
Yeah.
For 15 to 20 minutes of audio video.
Key to what you are doing in video, especially if you want to do a production like what T said, is to have a plan in mind. Every time I try doing one of these things ad hoc, I always forget some key element, like an establishing shot. It's a wonderful thing right up front, and it's not something you think of. But if we're going to, say, the Computer History Museum, your establishing shot should be the front of the building or walking up to the door or introducing
a pan across of the sign itself.
Because once you're gone from that vicinity, you're out and you're not on location anymore, it's really hard to get that shot later, unless you use a static image and you do the Ken Burns effect or something. But you know that if you have a plan, I'm not saying you have to go full storyboard on all this stuff with every character and every action and every shot and every narrative. That having a plan will make your production, your post editing, much quicker. Just like making an audio podcast, if you know what you're going to say, it's going to be a lot easier. It's easier to produce. It's easier in post to do a scripted audio podcast than an ad hoc one if you mess up. There's a lot less editing to do, theoretically, you know, unless you got somebody who can't read a script to save their life.
and then there are other types of ways you can simplify the process. Like that one interview with Kevin, that had to be video because we were talking about cosplay.
Yes.
And when you're doing cosplay, it's always better to have visuals. So that was one thing. We've had cosplayers on the podcast, Happy Hour from the Tower, by the way. And that's happyhourfromthetower.com. But the other episodes that we've done video-wise has been me breaking down video gameplay. And what's been really cool about that is all I do is I basically take the video off of my PS4 and I plop it into iMovie. And the nice thing about iMovie has the ability of, you know, you can take segments and just slow them down, pause them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so what I do is I have to watch the footage. Then I go back and I go, okay, here I want to go back. I want to go back to, I'll make an edit. I'll go back to that, to the beginning of that sequence, and then I'll slow it down. I'll take the audio out and I'll slow it down. So I do all that stuff first. Then once I've got the breakdowns of the video gameplay, I then go back and then I will record voiceover in real time.
Oh, that's interesting, because I take a totally different approach. I do a lot of videos for work that are procedural. I swear, if I ever get another 4 hours in the day, I'm going to resurrect the Gmail podcast as a video podcast. It really needs to be something on screen. I use an application called ScreenFlow. Does a wonderful job of capturing capturing what's on the screen. But I go through and do my script with not only what I'm going to say, but the video elements that are going to be on the screen. Okay, I'm going to bring up this form. Then I'm going to cursor over and click this button and fill in these fields. But while I'm doing that on the left column, here's what I'm going to be saying. And it's the story that I'm going to tell. You know, with just a few clicks, I can fill in a short description, give a priority to this, and click the submit button. And that's what's happening on the right, or excuse me, the visual element side of it. But I have the entire narrative down. Then I go through and do that on the computer and record the video elements. So I'm listening, say, in my earbuds out of my phone to the audio track of what I'm doing next. Right. And it says, okay, fill in the short description, change the priority, and click submit. Click, click, click. But I know that never happens quite in real time or in time to the narrative. And I don't want to leave the audio track with 2 seconds of blank while I'm waiting for a status bar. So I can do that same thing. Take the clip out, compress it so that it moves in time with what I'm saying. And that way you're really just, the narrative is saying what's on the screen and people aren't watching me type 400 words into this text field. It just goes real fast in non-human form, but it doesn't slow down the pace of the video. So that's interesting. I've always taken the approach of getting the audio down first and then record the video. I've never thought about doing it the other way around. I'll have to take a look at your productions.
And for me, that's I'm real proud of the gameplay. As a matter of fact, I just sent what I describe as a hybrid submission to the Parsec Awards. The Happy Hour from the Tower got a nomination for best fan cast specific, because we're specifically about Destiny.
Right.
So I sent a hybrid. It was two audio clips, and in the middle was the video clip of the gameplay, so that people could see, like, this is how I do it. This is how I edit down a gameplay and I do things. And one thing I also do is that I end the gameplay breakdown with a real simple Keynote/PowerPoint, whichever presentation software you want to use, slide, animated slide. And it basically, as I'm reading the tip, pops up. So it's basically, these are the lessons learned from it. But the hardest thing about this, the hardest thing about video production and video podcasting, in my humble opinion, is when to decide how consistent you want to be. Now, what I mean by that is, after my first episode, I recorded a very simple ending tag. Everything you hear, the Creative Commons and all that stuff. So at the very end of my video podcast, I just take this already crafted ending and I just slap it in. It's just a generic boilerplate ending. The beginning, however, is where I write a small script and I try to line it up to where the script is just in eyesight. And I use it just as a almost like a guide.
Yeah.
But then I got to look straight at the camera, and I've got to be peppy, and I've got to be high energy, and I got to do all this, right? But I don't want it to look like that I'm reading off of a script. I can't tell you how many takes that takes me.
Oh, I can.
Yeah, I bet you. And on top of that, I thought I nailed the introduction for my Parsec Award. Now let's see if I can make it happen again so you can see it. But then when I looked at the video play, I had like a little tuft of hair.
Alfalfa going on.
Yeah, and I had alfalfa going on. So I had to basically go back, comb my hair, lick it back and do all that. And I was like, okay, that. And then I realized if I tilt my head one way, it goes super alfalfa. So I had to make sure that I froze and then, just say, don't move. While I'm giving the presentation, this is one of the dangers that you have. The other one was when I was recording and I nailed the intro. I was so proud of myself. And then I looked at, and this was the third video podcast that I was doing for Happy Hour. And then I looked at what I was wearing and I was wearing a generic sci-fi, like I think it was an Aliens t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But in the previous two, I was wearing a Destiny shirt.
Consistency is Yeah, especially if it's to look like when production. I just finished recording before we started this session.
Right.
Something for work. I had recorded two interviews with our customers that are going into a video on Tuesday. And we had the 4th of July holiday.
Right.
And I came back today to do the third one. And fortunately, I thought ahead of time. I said, I'm going to set my shirt aside and I'm going to put the bow tie on it so I know which one of the five or six bow ties I was wearing for that episode. And yeah, you got to be thinking about that. Even trickier, we haven't even mentioned this yet, is the lighting.
Sound. Oh, yeah. And also backdrop. Backdrop also plays big into this.
Yes.
Like if we wanted to do a Podcasting for Dummies video edition, Chuck would probably be the best place to shoot it, the best place to be the person to do it, because right behind him he's got the cover of the book.
They sent us a big poster board, like 28 inches by 32 inches, nice cover of the book, and you can see it on camera. It's a great backdrop. It's not accidentally placed there.
No.
Because it also appears on a number of work-related videos, on our Technorama podcast. You can watch my work-related videos. The mic flag says Technorama on it. So I'm inadvertently, I mean, no, quite intentionally, promoting my fun podcast I do at home on a hobbyist on my work videos. I don't know if it works for me or not, but it's fun.
And for me, I have a very neutral background. I mean, I have my
duvet.
My duvet slash sound absorption here. I've got my whiteboard behind me, which currently is blank, which is fine. But I remember during one podcast, I had to sort of angle myself in a specific way and tighten up the shot, because behind me were notes on the last book in the steampunk series. And there were some crucial things in here. And I'm like, I don't want to put that in a podcast. So you have to be really, really aware of your environment.
Absolutely.
There's also, if you're doing lighting and yes, makeup become a thing when you decide you want to use a green screen.
Oh,
because you have to light yourself even brighter. And if you're not careful, you can wash yourself out in order to get the lighting right for a green screen.
And the green screen seems to change every single day on me. Yep. I don't know if it's the camera or the lighting or what. I'm wearing the same thing. White shirt, bow tie. There's not much magic going on. But yet, today I look red. Yesterday I look green. What's going on?
That,
I'm constantly fiddling with that.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the camera itself.
Yeah.
The higher grade of camera you have, the more that the camera says, okay, the white balance is set, it's going to stay set, and you're solid. If the white balance is not set properly, on some days you'll be more red, on some days you'll be more green. Some of that you can fix in post, but you want to do as little, just like with audio editing, with video editing, you want to do as little in post as possible.
Yes.
Because when people say I can fix it in post, in video, you've just tripled your time. You've tripled your time in the studio.
And you could get artifacts out of it, too. So you have to be very, very careful of what, hopefully, if you're not as skilled with video editing, you can spend a lot of time getting a tint right without having the background wash out. And like, oh, boy, it gets crazy.
And then we go even further. Let's even further tumble down this rabbit hole, because this is where I got my, see, when people go, wow, you're a natural at podcasting, it's because I was in video editing for the longest time. I did a lot of video. In fact, I can honestly say my first ever podcast segment I ever did was for Mike and Evo, and I was using Final Cut Pro to just edit audio that I was recording into a video camera, and then I would just import in audio only, and I would edit it on Final Cut Pro. But one of the other things that you get into that's also worth looking into when you get into video production are titles. You know, the titling. What's your opening sequence?
Yes,
we have an opening sequence for the Happy Hour from the Tower video podcast. We have titles. I have titles that are just text, and then I have images with text. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do titles, but even then, there should be a sense of consistency. You don't want to be jumping around from font to font. And if you really want to trigger me, I've seen some video podcasts where they'll put in the first title. They'll just say, you know, have the person's name, and underneath it, it'll say in parentheses, add title here.
Oops.
I'm like, come on.
Spend the extra 15 seconds.
Yeah. That's the other thing too. In the same way you review with an audio podcast to make sure that everything is where it should be, everything sounds good. Video podcasting is the exact same thing. You could be on the third review of this video podcast and suddenly go, oh man, I missed that. And yep. Then you either have to A, make the edit, which could be very simple,
yep.
Or it could be a cascading effect and you might have to come up with a way to either cut away to a different piece of video,
right.
Or do a cutaway to a still shot,
yeah.
Something to make it look like, because you don't want your video podcast, even on the most guerrilla form, you don't want it to look like where you're talking to the camera 1 minute and then in a second later it's this and it's you're in mid sentence.
Yeah.
You know, you don't
unless
want your
head that's
to
the effect
around.
You're going for. I've seen
if
that.
That's the effect.
I've seen that done before very effectively, but you need to go into it going, okay, this is going to be more of a, you know, an edgy video where 1 minute yeah. I'm saying one thing and then I'm going to look at it over here and then I'm, you know, you could even be turning the camera. I've done that before and it works if you know, that 4 second chop or whatever you want to call
yeah.
it. You can.
It can work.
It can, but
that's got to be your style.
Yeah.
That's got to be your style.
You go in with a plan.
Editing, that's part of the plan. That's part of the plan. Now, these are all the perils of video podcasting. But here's the thing about video production and video podcasting on a whole. It's extremely rewarding.
Yes.
It is extremely rewarding to do it.
And the more you do it, the better you'll get. I was surprised to find, and I still do this, piece of advice, shouldn't come as any surprise, review your work and note your mannerisms.
Yeah.
You will find on camera you are doing things you did not realize. I am a habitual blinker. I blink way too frequently for the camera and I don't know that I'm doing it. And the other hard thing, of course, is looking at the camera. Because talk to it like you're talking to a person. If your camera is on the top of your laptop screen and you're looking at the screen, the person is going to see you looking at their shoes. Okay,
right.
there is eye contact that must be maintained, and I I have videos where I'm blinking, going, oh my gosh, I look like I'm having some kind of a seizure. The funny thing is, Evo Terra was in the studio a few weeks ago and we were having a social talk and he said, I used to have two notes next to my camera. One was, look at the camera. The other was, don't blink. And I said, hallelujah, I'm not the only one who does that.
No, not at all.
And it still gets away from me from time to time, but especially if I'm ad-libbing, that's the worst because I'm sort of thinking between the blinks, I think.
Well, you're multitasking.
Yeah.
You're multitasking. So now instead of saying, okay, focus on the camera, don't blink. Now it's like, focus on the camera. Hey, we're going to do some improv. Now the improv part of your brain is clicking in and your don't blink.
It just went out.
Yeah. I'm checking out. I'm sorry. The Stone Angels have got your ass because, you know, you're blinking like a mo.
Love the reference, but
there you go. A little Doctor Who for you. So thanks everybody. If you've got comments about video podcasting, if you've got your own horror stories you want to share with us, or if you've got questions about video podcasting or video streaming and how to get it done and how to find that workflow efficiently, remember, you can reach out to us through WhatsApp or voicemail at 703-791-1701 or an email us at pfdauthors@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Podcasting for Dummies. PFD Authors will take you either to our Twitter account or our Instagram account. And of course, there is the blog, podcastingfordummies.com. And I would be completely in error if I didn't say this thing that we do, Podcasting for Dummies, the Companion Podcast, it's part of the Podcasting for Dummies 3rd edition, which is available in bookstores everywhere and online. And remember, folks, the Podcasting for Dummies, the Companion Podcast, is produced by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike, United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that at creativecommons.org. So I'm T. Morris.
And I'm Chuck Tomasi.
Thanks for listening. Pod on.